New York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, let's move on to something else, huh? Welcome to the big radio show on this Wednesday, the 20th of June, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and other stories besides what's going on at the border. We've got but an interesting story that is a business story, but I don't think a lot of the media is really reporting on what's going on with Starbucks, because they made an announcement. And the announcement was that they are going to be closing 150 stores next year. That is triple the number it has closed on average in recent years. There are always a couple that they close down because they're not doing as well as they thought. Starbucks said it will also slow the growth of the licensed stores that they have, like in airports and supermarkets, other retail locations that are not, they're kind of franchises, if you will. So they're not going to keep opening those. They're basically saying, yeah, we've heard a lot of criticism that we're expanding too rapidly. So sales at Starbucks stores in the U.S. have been slowing in recent years. And the business story is that they've reduced their long-term sales and profit targets. All right. So that's the big hubbub about Starbucks. That, and if you are following their stock, and if you've owned their stock for a year or two, it's done nothing. Zippo. And so a lot of people were starting to think, well, hey, Howard Schultz, you came back in to fix this company because it had a slowdown a few years back, and he fixed it back up again. And then as far as the stockholders are concerned, it was basically a flat ride. What are you doing for us? Well, the reality of this story is, yeah, their growth has begun to slow. And not just because of the public relations disaster that they had at their Philadelphia store with the two black guys that they threw out, but the new CEO, who just got the key from Howard Schultz at the stockholders meeting last week, he's shutting down these stores, but he's not shrinking the company. He is looking for other places to open more stores. And guess what one key criteria is for these closures? Well, it happens to be that they've got a problem in stores in urban areas. And so they are saying, we are putting the brakes on licensed and company-operated locations in cities, and we're going to renew our focus on rural and suburban areas. The answer from this CEO says the closing stores are often in major metro areas where, listen to this, increases in wages and occupancy and other regulatory requirements are making them unprofitable. So this Kevin Johnson said, now, in a lot of ways, it's Middle America and the South that present an opportunity to Starbucks. Did you hear what the CEO said? Wage increases, the cost of retail rent going up, and other regulatory requirements of these big cities that we are in, major metro areas. In other words, there's been all this pressure to raise wages, $15 an hour wages, everything else that they've been going through. And so guess what? Starbucks is saying, guess what? It's not profitable for us to do that. So they are going to move to the burbs, and they're going to move out to rural America. But the minimum wage hikes have created a profitability problem for Starbucks, and nobody is really reporting on this. So suburban and exurban areas are a lot more attractive to where Starbucks wants to go. So Kevin Johnson, the CEO of Starbucks, gave the corporate answer today. He was on CNBC this morning. This is what he had to say.
You know, we're at an inflection point. And so, you know, what we did yesterday was put a stake in the ground that just said, look, we've streamlining the company over this last year. We freed up $8 billion in capital. We redeployed $1.3 billion in China. And we called out our strategic priorities. We're going to get very focused on those strategic priorities. We're going to execute with discipline. And we're going to create shareholder value. We've got one of the strongest consumer brands in the world. We've got so many great assets at our disposal. And the opportunity for us is to let's be very thoughtful and smart about how we're deploying capital and how we are growing this business.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the corporate answer. Yeah, boy, we need to grow our business, do all that. Well, the answer is that the major metro areas where the joke is, and it's somewhat not a joke here in New York. I don't know about where you live, but there is almost a Starbucks on every corner. And the CEO there, they've done the studies, they're looking around, and the minimum wage hikes have created a profitability problem. And you go out to suburban America or rural America, ex-urban as they call it, they do not have local wage requirements, and land use is much, much, much less regulated. So Starbucks is having to dust themselves off because they've had problems before. And this Kevin Johnson, his job is on the line to basically take this and turn it around. He was telling CNBC they've had bad years before, but they've always gotten through them.
You know, clearly, the performance we've delivered has not met my expectations. It has not met our shareholder expectations, and I'm accountable to fix it. Now, I said that yesterday, and I believe in that. I believe the plan we put out yesterday and shared with our investors is the right plan for the company. Now, Starbucks has been through these ebbs and flows before, and we always get through them. And we're going to get through this one as well.
Well, it makes it a little tougher for them. But the first thing that they're looking for is we're moving more stores. If you aren't profitable, store 123, store 321, whatever it might be, if you're not profitable, we're going to close you down. And as much as most of the customers are in the major metro areas, that's great. But you still have to turn a profit. You can't lose money just because of the fact you got a lot of volume. Yeah, that's the old joke about we'll make it up on volume. No, they have the volume. They don't have the profits because of what they have to pay. So they want to, this Johnson guy wants to look outside of the dense population centers. They want to find a lower cost alternative to their service. Here's the problem. McDonald's, which we told you, they are putting kiosks in every single one of their stores. I think they said they're going to have it done by 2019 or in 2019. Can't remember. But soon, every store will have kiosks. A lot of them already have kiosks. That's fine if you're ordering a cheeseburger and fries and a Coke. But how do you put a kiosk in a Starbucks? How can they automate their process? How do they have a machine that knows how to make all the varieties of coffees and lattes and hold the soy and double this and all the different com? I guess you could automate it. Of course you could. But is that part of the Starbucks experience? Where you go in, and they, I mean, they're not, the person behind the counter at McDonald's is called the person behind the corner, behind the counter. The Starbucks people are called baristas. Yes. They have a name. I mean, it's like they have got a PhD in baristiology or something. But seriously, how do you automate that and still have a Starbucks? So I don't know what they're going to do. They can't go firing a bunch of people, because if they do, there's nothing worse than being in a Starbucks and you put your order in and you wait and you wait and you wait some more and then some more and then some more. So I don't know what they're going to do. But the other question that I have for you is, with Starbucks saying that anybody and everybody can come in and use the bathrooms, and the accusation that what that's going to do is turn them into homeless shelters, especially on a really cold winter day. Here they come. They're coming in. They're going to sit in Starbucks because it's warm. I don't blame them. But what about the customer? And will, in these major metro areas where you've got, doesn't matter what city you're in, you've got a homeless problem. Even Dr. Tom was telling us in Carson City, it's exploding there. That is Starbucks going to become more of a problem with homeless people taking up the restaurant, hurting their business, $15 minimum wage, high rental prices for city rent for their storefronts. If you're in the Midwest or in the South, stand by. I think you're going to see a lot of new Starbucks coming to a neighborhood near you. But all this, the social justice campaign about opening the bathrooms to anybody and everybody, and about the fact that they wanted employees to talk to you about racial relations in America, whatever social cause it is that having a negative impact on Starbucks? Now, you didn't hear Kevin Johnson say anything about the fact that homeless will be camping out in our stores and that's okay with us. He didn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. The social justice stuff that Howard Schultz is big on, he didn't say a thing about it. Does this stuff really change your buying habits for coffee? Or is it because McDonald's has really reinvented themselves and you can get $2 cup of coffee from McDonald's instead of a $5 cup over at Starbucks? So what's going on with Starbucks? Why is their business slowing? And will it help if they move out into the suburbs? Not a lot of homeless out there. 855-295-6600. And oh, by the way, can we talk about race?
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, so Starbucks has been having some troubles. Sales are not what they've been slowing, let me put it that way. So it's not the end of the world. They're still making a lot of money. But the question is all of this starting to have an impact on them, their social justice causes and their the minimum wage hikes and everything else, when they can just as soon open a store out in the suburbs? But the people in the suburbs, I there're just not as many of them, but you can't be losing money on a store. I don't care what city it's in. Phone number is 855-295-6600. David in Landrum, South Carolina. Hello, David.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. What you got?
We can't turn these people away that don't have homes and living out on the street and dealing with the elements every day. Starbucks, you know, needs to open up their doors and let as many come in as they want, you know, because it would be heartless for us not to do that. It's just not right. So, you know, I'm glad to know that Starbucks is opening up their doors, and I think it'll be a wise move on their part down the road. They'll find out.
Are you trying to use the analogy of the southern border, sir?
Yes. You have a box, and that box has to operate within a system or the box will bust.
Yeah.
And if that system is not controlled, then the box will bust. And no matter what you try to do, you've had callers say it before, I've heard, I would love for everybody to have everything in the world that they want. But unfortunately, it's not the way it works.
No.
And do I give to people? Do I help people? Yes, I do. And I know a lot of other people who do. But you can't do everything for everybody. Just, it won't work. Because if I were a wealthy man and I gave everything I got and it would feed everybody in the world and they're fed. Now they're fed, but now I don't have any more money. Now they're going to die because I can't feed them no more. Now I'm going to die because I can't feed myself anymore either.
So what happens? What do you think of their idea about leaving the big metro areas and heading to the country?
Well, I live in the country.
I see where there's a Starbucks on 1851 South Carolina 14 Highway.
Yeah, it's a mile from my house.
They're open right now.
And they're open 7 days a week, you know, 7 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so what do they have? Do you have a homeless problem in South Carolina?
No, I don't. At least I don't see it in that area. But
well, you're getting me to where this Johnson guy won't say it out loud, but that's why he's saying we need to open more places in the South and the Midwest, and it's partially because right to work laws. You don't have people marching around Landrum, South Carolina with $15 minimum wage signs. You don't have a bunch of homeless people. So they look at your city and go, well, let's put a few more Starbucks in Landrum, South Carolina. Why not? It's hassle-free.
And it does excellent business. It does excellent business. It's at least, you know, 4 or 5 customers in there constantly going through, just constantly. I mean, it's stays busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole minimum wage thing, too. I mean, if you pay someone at Starbucks $15 an hour, what do you pay for the college grad who just got out of college? And in the South, $15 to $18 an hour, it's pretty good starting out in the South. But, you know, it's not great, but it's a starter.
Well,
what do you do with all those people?
I don't know.
You got to raise the wages on everyone.
Yeah. So I can see the appeal. I can see the appeal of going to Landrum, go into Spartanburg, go into a bunch of cities in your neighborhood and say, I'm gonna put more Starbucks there, and I'll bet you I'll make more money on those than I will on 8th Avenue in New York City.
Oh, well, the regulations are just, there's not the regulations like you have in larger cities, and especially in other parts of the country. I mean, there's a lot of people that moved here from New York, New Jersey, and they can't believe some of the laws as far as what you can do on your property. There's no regulations. If you want to put a fence up, you put a fence up. If you want to plant trees, you plant trees. And so they're totally amazed that there's no regulations like that here. It's like, but then again, they don't get it. They don't get the way of life here than what it was in New Jersey or New York.
Well, no, it's called freedom. Freedom. That's why a lot of people are moving to your part of the country. All right. Hey, David, thank you very much. I do appreciate your call. Starbucks, having profitability problems.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Oh, yes, I love it. Welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday to you. Talking about Starbucks, and they are going to be getting out of, well, they have some, they're still making money, lots of money, but their stock has stalled, their growth has stalled, and they've got the public relations disaster in Philadelphia. They've got Howard Schultz running around wanting to talk about race, wanting to do all kinds of social justice commentary with their customers, and more importantly is the minimum wage in a lot of cities is making some of their stores unprofitable, and the rent that they pay in some of the hearts of big cities is making their stores unprofitable. So as a result, they are going to be closing 150 stores, and they're looking at rural America and the suburbs where they think they can make more money. Plus, you've got the bathrooms are open for anybody and everybody. So does that create a homeless shelter? And all of this combined, is this changing your buying habits at Starbucks? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Danielle, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'm kind of looking at it at the perspective of someone who grew up in rural America, and now I live in suburbia. Anyway, when I first moved to the town I lived in, we had probably three or four little mom-and-pop type coffee shops.
Right.
And as soon as one Starbucks went in, a mom-and-pop coffee shop closed. Now we have no mom-and-pop coffee shops and probably five or six Starbucks in town. And I think it takes away from local business. You know, when you live in a rural town, you know, you go and you have coffee with the same people every day. And I get that Starbucks, sure, you know, has that same vibe, but it's taken away from people that are from the community who have built these businesses. And sometimes they're passed down through generations. And I don't want to see it.
Well, look at Main Street in most small towns. If there's a Walmart nearby, which there probably is, Main Street is a ghost town, boarded up. Been going on for a long time. It's not just Starbucks.
Right.
So the only people you can blame are the residents of small communities who, I don't blame
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. They have to vote it in, you know.
Yeah. They want a good price. They want a Starbucks coffee. I'm not a Starbucks coffee drinker, but for people
nor
who
am I.
Like it, they really like it a lot. And so it gives people choice. Look at just talking to the guy in South Carolina. He's talking about he knows exactly where the Starbucks is. He said they're busy all day long. It's not a big city. Doesn't matter where you live. The Starbucks obviously spends a lot of money on real estate locations. Where are they going to go? And I'll tell you, I had a little favorite restaurant in my neighborhood here in Manhattan. Bunch of them have been closing up. The guy told me that his rent went from $15,000 a month to $30,000 a month. He says, I can't afford it. He had to close. So that's the same thing that's going on with Starbucks. The rent price is skyrocketing. Add in higher wages. Makes it unprofitable. So they're going to be closing these stores. The question is, where are they going to open? Because he wants to still, obviously, grow the company, grow sales. And that's only way to do that is to find new locations where people maybe haven't been daily customers of their coffee. So I don't know.
Well, and you know, there's also that hype surrounded with it, too, that people get all excited about, oh, my gosh, we're getting a new Starbucks in town. And then, you know, Ed's coffee shop around the corner goes under and people are just kind of sitting back going, oh, gosh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. See, I'm the wrong guy to talk to.
Anyway,
I'm a gas station coffee guy. I couldn't care less. I'll go into a gas station and pour a cup of coffee and pay them, you know, a buck, and I'll be happy. They'll be happy. So I'm not caught up in the Starbucks thing, but a lot of people are. So it's the change. You can't go back, Danielle. Can't go back to the way it was. It's just the way it is. But I do appreciate your call very much. Jeff in California. Jeff, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
You know, I think it's Starbucks politics that is killing them. If they shut their mouths and just sell coffee, they could survive without relocating. But they've, for lack of a better term, they've liberaled up, and now they're running away from the very liberal bastions they've helped create. And I don't believe in conservative rural America they're going to be as well received as they hope. I just, you know, I can't be the only one that just won't walk in one of their stores if I can help it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. There are, I'm agreeing with you on one part, and that is I've never understood why anybody that's selling a product wants to get political, because you are automatically telling a big chunk of your potential customers that you don't care for their business or don't care for them. So that, I think, is insane to do. But Howard Schultz obviously was arrogant enough to think that he could do it, and the heck with everybody who disagrees with him. He doesn't care about you or your business. And that's
a
fatal flaw.
His franchisees. His franchisees, he doesn't care about either. He's shooting them all in the foot every time he opens his mouth.
Yes, I agree. But
it's biting the hand that feeds you. That's not a good business make.
No, but he thinks, and I think he probably has some reason to say this, is that there is a unique desire for their product that you cannot find other places. There's coffee all over the place, but a Starbucks coffee has a unique flavor. And that's what people, he thinks people will continue. He'll get enough people in your community to come to his stores because there's enough people that, A, don't care what his politics are, or they agree with his politics.
Well, and where I live, a competitor opened up Dutch Brothers. When they want to get involved, they don't go making demands. They go take action.
What's Dutch Brothers? I don't know the name.
Dutch Brothers is a newer coffee company that actually put the Starbucks that was down the street from them out. They're largely drive-throughs. They'll come out and take extra space in a parking lot somewhere and set up a very small operation, they'll have cars lined up there in the morning and evening and all day. But when somebody's hurt in the community, they're the first business to step up and say, proceeds from today's sales go to help this guy. And that's their involvement versus getting political. They have a loyalty that Starbucks won't get.
Smart. Where are these people? I got to look up Dutch Brothers. I've never heard of them. What'd you say, Andy? They're based out of Oregon. Wow. Oh, they are. Headquartered in Grants Pass, Oregon. Which, if there's a political state in this nation, a big lefty state is Oregon. So, but they keep their mouth shut.
As possible, but exactly. Yeah. They shut up about it. They don't rub my nose in it when I want to come up and do business. So, and like I say, their idea of getting involved is doing something positive, not demanding that other people do something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's part of it. It's all part of it. And we'll see what happens. But this guy, this new CEO, he's got his work cut out for him because he's got a lot of mistakes that have been made that he's got to try and fix. But hey, Jeff, thank you. I appreciate the call. Learned something about Dutch Brothers. Says Forbes article, how Dutch Brothers is turning its broistas into wealthy franchisees. Wow. Sounds great. We'll be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So, last caller, Jeff was talking about how this Dutch Brothers. I was corrected. They prefer Dutch Bros. Is that right? They like the bro thing. Oh, I get. So that's where the article in Forbes talks about broistas. So they like this whole bros. Anyway, Forbes article talking about the Dutch Bros. That they are started by this guy. Young guy, and they have a young vibe, and they only want people that are full of high energy, and they play loud music, and they've got this drive-up lanes, and everybody is in peace and love and all that sort of stuff. So, they are big on customer service, try to memorize patrons' preferences, help out people that have somehow confided that they're having a rough time. And so they apparently are very, very successful, but they're only in 7 Western states. So if you're not in one of those 7 Western states, you never heard of Dutch Brothers, but good for them. So speaking about companies, he said companies helping out in their community. So Domino's made the news the other day about the fact that they are fixing Domino's Pizza, fixing potholes, which they're not alone. They are using company money in 20 U.S. cities to fix potholes. And Salesforce is donating $1.5 million to reduce homelessness in San Francisco. Good luck on that. And Facebook is talking about renovating a bridge, a defunct railroad bridge, crosses the San Francisco Bay Area that comes in by their offices. So they're going to try and fix this bridge that's broken down. And all this points to is the same thing, that you have a bunch of companies out there that are doing what government supposedly is supposed to do, but they're not doing their basics on. No, because if you're going to try and get reelected to your city council, you got to have a, you know, build a library with your name on it or something like that. So they're ignoring all the infrastructure, the roads, the bridges, the water, the sewer. In the case of Salesforce, a homeless problem. Every city has homeless problems. So what they're doing is they're doing government's work. And I have mixed reaction to it, because on one hand you go, well, I'm good for them. Somebody's got to do the work. But bad for them, because what they're doing is making it easier for the city council to say, well, let's spend more money on some social justice cause because we've got these schlubs that are willing to reach into their own pocket and fix our roads for us so we don't have to. I don't know. I mean, you look at this and go, why? I mean, it's nice. Thank you, Domino's, for fixing potholes. But I don't think you should be the one doing it. And because the potholes get fixed, I'm sure a lot of people that drive down the roads that you are fixing the potholes are thinking, oh, finally, the city's doing something about it. Why, I'm going to vote for that mayor next time he or she comes up for re-election. I'll tell you, they're doing a great job. I'm telling, unless you put a little paint a sign on them saying Domino's fix this pothole, nobody will know. So it's, I'm not so sure. So if you're a stockholder of these companies, they're doing, there's all kinds of social good out there. Like a Salesforce doing the trying to help out with the homeless population. Great. But fixing bridges, Facebook, you're going to put a big sign on there with a big thumbs up? And Domino's, I mean, I don't know. Then you see the story about IHOP. And IHOP came out and changed their name last week. They turned the P upside down and made it into a B. So it became IHOB. And it was a gimmick, and it was only supposed to be temporary. But the whole idea was to get people talking about, and here we are talking about them, about the fact that this publicity stunt was to let people know that the B stands for burgers. Because what's the P stand for? International House of Pancakes. So they said, hey, we're selling burgers now. The only problem is, they spent a lot of time and a lot of money to put on this publicity stunt, changed a lot of their signs around so they had the B instead of the P. And bottom line is, nothing happened. Nope. Customers, no more customers. The customer count did not increase. There wasn't any big rush to go into IHOB to have a hamburger. I mean, you sell pancakes. You sell 40 different varieties of pancakes at IHOP. If I want to go get a burger, I'll go to a burger joint and get a burger. But when I go to IHOP, I'm going there because I want a pancake. And so apparently I'm not alone, because a lot of people were asking about what's the B in the burger. Oh, okay. But their business has not increased one iota. So Starbucks wants to go to the suburbs, rural America. Domino's is fixing potholes. IHOP had a dumb campaign that did not work. One man comment line, Ben. I thought for sure we'd have the whole band there today because the market was up over 300 points earlier today. But the Dow finished down 42 at 24,657. S&P was up 4. NASDAQ was up 55. Oil at $65. And gold down some more, down to $1,270. On the comment line, this caller doesn't have a lot of faith in the Congress.
The question is, does Congress ever fix any serious problems? How's that working for us?
They don't even fix non-serious problems. And this caller has low expectations for Starbucks expanding into rural America.
Probably won't be profitable either, because we're all too smart to pay $5 for a cup of coffee.
I don't know. I'm with you on that. I don't pay $5 for a cup of coffee, for God's sake. Going to the gas station, pay him a buck. McDonald's has $1 coffee. They're fighting back big, so good for McDonald's. Thanks for coming by today. Oh, we got a big change in the Dow Industrials. I'll tell you about it. I have to do it tomorrow because I'm out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.